Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 25th, 1963, there was a buzz of excitement in the air at Paragon Christchurch as the first test shot of the High Altitude Research Project was fired successfully. Project HARP was a joint venture by the United States Department of Defense and Canada's Department of National Defense, and its purpose was to study the upper atmosphere with the use of cylindrical missiles launched from a cannon. This space gun reached Barbadian shores in 1962, when it was shipped aboard a Navy landing craft which docked at Foul Bay in St. Philip. Built by Canadian engineer Gerald Bull, the silver-painted cannon propelled projectiles called martlets over a period of 3 years in Barbados. However, on this first launch day, a crowd of anxious journalists for Canadian and American newspapers and magazines started to gather from 11 a.m. to witness the event firsthand. The photographers and reporters were given the opportunity to stand within 1,000 yards of the 142-ton wooden gun tube. After more than 7 hours, the audience was finally graced with the show they were waiting for at 6:10 p.m. With no telling when the countdown would begin, no one was prepared for the release of the shot. A flash of fire was emitted, followed by a loud rumble, and the crowd watched with eyes filled with wonder as the 700-pound test slug burst forth. At a speed of 29 miles per hour, the projectile disappeared into the sky to an altitude of 12,500 feet. A whistling sound could be heard after a 21-second upwards journey as the slug descended back to Earth, making a splash into the Atlantic Ocean. According to the advocate, managing director of HARP, Dr. Mordo, expressed his satisfaction with the first test shot, despite a 6-hour delay in the launch from its scheduled time at midday. He stated that he was extremely grateful for his team and revealed that the shot did exactly as anticipated. As to be expected, such a test required the employ of safety precautions, and as a result, a police ambulance was on standby in the event of injuries. Thankfully, the only reported damage was that of some wood and rubble in the area. The remains of the HARP gun has remained in its original location for several decades, although now showing signs of age and neglect. According to reports, more than 100 HARP missiles were launched on the island of Barbados by the end of 1965, but the first shot was fired at Paragon Christchurch on this day, January 25th, 1963.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.